This is a translation of some of the material in the interview with Mr. Harry Schweitzer, 23. I worked in a shop, in a carpenter's shop. The name of my town is Lady. Note from translator, spelled L-Y-A-D-Y. It was the birthplace of Rabbi Schneur Zalman, who was the founder of the Chabad movement of Hasidism. Hitler destroyed the entire city. Somebody told me he read an article in the press that in the time of Hitler, the entire town was wiped out. I lived in the town. We had an orchard with apples and everything. Very beautiful. Hitler destroyed my whole family. There was a reporter there from New York Times who told about the city being destroyed. Two brothers and eight sisters. We had a large family, but they're not living anymore. I was the youngest of the whole family. I knew Hebrew and Yiddish. I was a cabinet maker. My father was a cabinet maker. My older brothers were also cabinet makers. I went to cheder. You can call it a school. When I was 5 years old, till 15, he tells about the kind of work he did, the kind of work his family did, going to the cheder. When my wife died, I was sitting shiva, and at the synagogue, they asked me to read. He's married to Rabbi Shinsky's granddaughter. He probably means Rabbi Landis. And I remembered. He said, "You're daven very well." From the time I was 5 to 15, I studied, and that's how I knew how to daven. I can remember what happened years ago, but I can't remember what happened yesterday. Sure, I remember what the synagogue was like. I was a member for so many years. There's a difference between a masnaget and a chassid. Everybody knows Jews go to a synagogue and not to a church. It was a shul. was a very nice big house, big ceiling. Yeah, the Aron Kodesh, the Holy Ark where the Torah is. It was like a Talmud Torah. A Talmud Torah where the children studied. That's all. About the non-Jews. The Goyim, the non-Jews, lived round and around the city. No, we didn't have anything to do with them. They used to sell sheep, hay, stuff like that at the market. Onions, cucumbers. Note from translator. It is very difficult to understand Mr. Schweitzer, even when he speaks English. He has a way of speaking very quickly and swallowing some of his words. We used to have 10-foot snows, very, very high snows, very hard winters. Did not belong to any organizations. Yeah. There were plenty of anti-Semitism. Nobody bothered us. We had our own schools and everything. I picked out America because I felt it was the best country. Because it's the freest country in the world. He tells an incident about tenants of his from Romania who are complaining all the time about what things are like here and how he showed them that they shouldn't complain because people can't leave whenever they want to. But they can always move any place they want to in America. Then he goes into reminiscence about having lived on the hill. I didn't like it there, so I moved. You can move any place you want to here. Some references to the problems of blacks and Jews in New York, but I can't understand what he's saying. Then he tells of an incident that happened on the hill at a bar owned by his son, where they went to Mayor Barr and demanded protection from the police because people were vandalizing the bar. And he went to Mayor Barr and he told them, "It is your responsibility to protect us." He left Russia because he didn't want to go in the army. He reminisces about studying for his for citizenship, how he had to remember all these different answers to questions: who are the judges of the Supreme Court, and he had to know what was in the Constitution, and so on. His sister's husband's family lived in Pittsburgh, but his sister had lived in New York, but she moved to Pittsburgh before that. And when he came to New York, he discovered that his sister was in Pittsburgh. And then he got her address, and he got a ticket, and she sent him money to come to Pittsburgh. The Hayas takes people off the boat. They meet people. Yeah. They're very good. They're even better now. But didn't remember really what happened. Just got the address. I am assuming that it was the Hayas that got the address for him. That's the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. He discusses the name change. It's not quite clear. His name was originally Schnitzer, but it may have been changed from a previous name, during the period when young boys were taken into the army and many families changed their children's names. That's not clear. His name was accidentally written down as Schweitzer, and so he kept the name Schweitzer, and he jokes about somebody asking him if he were related to Dr. Schweitzer in Africa. There are good times and bad times in terms of disappointment. I never cared, didn't care for sports. Impossible to continue further. The speech is so fast. Very, very difficult to understand, almost impossible to understand Yiddish or English.